to be with you in youth camp. I appreciate the invitation. Appreciate Brother and Sister Ingram. Appreciate Brother Judd, Sister Amanda. Amen. Amen. Brother Kane, Sister Stephanie, the Ingram family. Yeah. And let's just let all of the workers and the Blue Springs Church, let's let all of them know how grateful we are for all the work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. I appreciate all the accommodations, the wonderful place to stay, and everything that's been done to make our stay just so comfortable. And we've tried to get in here and do our part. It's been a joy to be with Brother Shoecraft, his family. Appreciate his ministry. I've always enjoyed hearing him preach the word of the Lord, and always enriched just to hear the messages that God gives to him. I always love to hear him expound the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost falling. I'm glad he fell last night, aren't you? Yeah. Thank God. Worship with Beth as she sings today. Hallelujah.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? Hear a still small voice you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside when you think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, have your sins washed away, never to be remembered, and to know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. And how does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night, and to know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? How does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. And how does it feel? No, you are loved by the one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to know you're all right when your cold heart has melted, the tears started flowing the moment you felt him? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed? It seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get that feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? How does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything.
How many believe you young folks have people trying to back you up and push you and want to see you make it? Amen. That's what this youth camp is all about. Amen. Folks want to see you do well, want to see you serve the Lord and go on and do well in God. Amen. And God's got a perfect plan for your life. Amen. God's got a perfect plan for your life. And I hope you believe that. I hope you hope you receive that.
Yes, sir.
And regardless of anything that you've been through in life, and I realize that all of our circumstances are different. Every family structure may be somewhat different, but if you'll come to that understanding sooner rather than later, that God has an everlasting plan and a love for you, and God wants to put His hand on your life and use you in a blessed, remarkable, unmistakable way, and just surrender your life to the Lord. Amen. God will use you more than you can ever imagine, and it's joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. It really is. It really, really is. And some of you ask about the college we started a couple years ago. And before we get into the Word of the Lord today, I just want to give you just a kind of a quick rundown and just continue to pray for us. We do have to leave this afternoon and get back. We've got some ministry obligations there with that, not just the church, but also the school. But if you have any questions, we'll be around this afternoon and pray for us. But if you're interested, we'll answer those questions. Heritage Seminary, this will be our second year offering a one-year and a four-year degree. And the one-year is just for students that are getting out of high school that really haven't decided for sure what God's perfect plan or will for their life is. And so we offer a one-year certificate of biblical studies, and it's just kind of a slowdown process, kind of a bridge from high school to maybe a career or another path to a college somewhere else on kind of what you want to do in life. And it's based kind of sort of like a maybe an apologetic style, just where you slow down and really study God's Word. There's an apologetics course, a doctrines of holiness course, biblical foundations course, models of prayer course, things of that nature. And so it's a one-year program. You graduate from that, and if you want to stay and work on, that becomes your first year toward your four-year degree. And then the four-year degrees are the bachelor's of biblical studies, and then there's also a bachelor's of Christian education. So if you want to be in the ministry, or you want to go into Christian school, you want to be a Christian school teacher, or you want to be a principal, administration, supervisor, things of that nature. But if you can remember heritageseminary.org, everything is there. The degrees, the programs of study, the hours. There's a 3-minute video there that shows all of the girls' dorm, the boys' dorm, the campus, everything, anything you can think of. That's a pretty intensive website. So any questions you have is there. All the instructors, all their degrees, all their credentials, things are there. And there's about 8 faculty members. And so that lays out everything. So if you have any questions, go there. But if we're around this afternoon, we can answer any questions. We'd be glad to do that. But pray for us this fall that the Lord would use us. And over the next 20, 25, 30 years, if the Lord tarries His coming and gives us strength to do what's in our heart, I believe it's going to be a great, great blessing. Amen. There's a lot of things in my heart to see done, and I'm excited. I really am excited to see what God is going to do through the seminary. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Let's get into the Word of the Lord. We're going to change directions a little bit today. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 30. Verse number 28, amen. I may preach to all of us, or I may just preach to a handful of us today. I don't know how this will work out, but I do feel like this is the Lord's will for this service.
All right.
Proverbs chapter number 30 and verse number 28. One verse of Scripture, here's what the Word of the Lord says. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. I want to preach to you today about clean it or kill it. Clean it or kill it. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for this Friday morning. service of youth camp. Thank you, Lord, for everything that has been done. We thank you, Lord, for these young folks. We thank you, Lord, for all of the work and the investment, the wonderful, wonderful altar services. But, Lord, today, Father, I pray, Lord, that there may be some more victories that need to be won. God, there may be some long-lasting things that need to be accomplished, Lord, and we'll just praise you for it. We'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray, and everyone said amen. How many are going to help me preach this morning? Praise the Lord. I brought a little, actually, Brother Cain helped me with a little spider this morning. How many like spiders? Very few. Yeah, I figured a few boys would raise their hands. This guy looked like he got a steroid shot or something. He's a little big. Spiders. My wife, I don't really like spiders either. Most spiders are poisonous. There's, I guess, a few that aren't, but most are. Kind of like snakes. If they're in my vicinity, usually they're just not going to live very long. So that's kind of my policy, you know, red and yellow. What red touches yellow, kill a fellow. Red touches black, venom lack and all that. That sounds good, except when I see a snake, it's like my mind goes blank. And it's just like, you know, forget it. He's dead, you know, whatever. And so same thing with spiders. But my wife, she's got this little happy dance when she gets scared. I would ask her to demonstrate it today, but she does this when she gets scared. It doesn't whether it's a, she has to be scared to do it, but she's got this this kind of, that's her, she has a happy dance when she gets scared. And so it doesn't matter if it's a spider or a mouse or a snake, or I can just kind of be looking around the corner at her, and I guess I have a scary face or something, because she'll just go into that happy dance. A couple months ago, I found a rat outside. He was dead, and so we put the camera up in the my cell phone in the kitchen and just turned the video camera on and put the dead rat in the kitchen, and she was cooking and working around, and we were just watching, waiting. She's like, "What are y'all waiting on? Go do something." But we were waiting for the happy dance to take. So finally she came around the counter and saw, and she did more than a happy dance. She did look like the Holy Ghost fell. She fell out in a trance almost. So she's got a happy dance. So you know, when we first got married, she about scared me to death. I'll tell you, we had been married about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months. And when she was raised, she didn't have central air conditioning. So about a couple of months after we got married, Brother Elijah, in the middle of the night, she woke me up one time, and she scared me to death. I was so scared, I didn't know whether to scream, to jump out of bed, go kung fu. I didn't know what to do. But she said, "Do you see him?" I mean, it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, "Do you see him?" She said, "He's in the corner. He's looking at us." I thought, I'm thinking, there's a guy's got a machete. I didn't know whether to go. I didn't have a pistol. I didn't know what to do. I scream, cry, call for dad. What do you know? She said, "He's in the corner and he's looking right at us." I thought, this is where I'm going to meet Jesus, right here. This is how it's going to happen. She said, "He's a fat man and he's dribbling a basketball." That's exactly what she told me. I said, "What are you doing? You guys want to be married now. You better." You just don't know what you're going to get when you get married. I'm telling you, some of that stuff they don't tell you in that premarital counseling, all those sessions. They don't tell you all that stuff. You don't know what you're going to see. We've all seen all kinds of stuff when we got married, you know. You know, Brother Rich said he never believed in UFOs till he got married. Then he saw all kinds of unidentified flying objects, you know. So that's what Brother Rich said. That's what he said. I didn't say that. That's what Brother Rich said. That's just a side note. That's not even part of my message today. But when we get scared, I remember I got bit by a spider, and Brother Shaw was preaching for me, Brother Shoecraft. It was 2002. And I was working in the yard, and I didn't realize I got bit by a spider. And we had taken the Shaws out to Cracker Barrel, and we were eating on Saturday night. And I come to find out it was a black widow, but I didn't know that. But we were eating at Cracker Barrel, And I started feeling funny. I started getting real clammy, and the only thing I could relate it to was I had had an allergic reaction several years before that to fire ants, and that's a whole nother story. 5 years before that, I got 100 fire ant bites. That's a whole nother deal that I got into. But anyway, I'm sitting there eating with the Shaw's at Cracker Barrel, and I start getting clammy and start swelling. And I told Beth, I said, "Man, I'm starting to feel funny, like I'm having an allergic reaction to something." Well, come to find out, by the time midnight rolled around, I'm starting to swell. And if you've ever been bit by a black widow, you know how that starts setting up in different parts of your body. And man, it felt like your bones are breaking as that venom just kind of moves throughout the bloodstream. By the time the sun come up that Sunday morning, I was begging God for mercy. I drove myself to the hospital and went in the emergency room, and I needed help. I mean, it got in my jaws. I was begging for help. Well, it was funny because I went out to eat with Brother Shaw that night. He preached for me that morning. And you know how the older preachers look at the younger preachers thinking they're not as tough as we are, you know. So they say, you know, he had eat with me the night before at Cracker Barrel. And then I missed church the next morning. And they said, you know, they said he had a spider bite or whatever, and he stayed home from church. And he had eat with me the night before, and he made that passing comment about, with something about, well, that younger generation can't take it like the older generation. But he didn't know I was laid home. I was all swelled up with a black widow spider bite. When you get bit by a black widow, it's permission to miss church. It might have been one of the two services out of my life that I've ever missed because I was sick. But I'm going to tell you, spiders I don't like. How many like spiders? I don't like spiders. So I want to talk to you today about cleaning or killing the spider webs. And a lot of times in youth camps, what we do is we'll clean up the spider webs, but we never really deal with the problems of what's going on. And so the Monday after youth camp, or the Friday after youth camp, or the month after youth camp, or the day public school starts, we get right back into the same predicament that we were in when youth camp started. But I'd like to see somebody really get deliverance today, that I woke up this morning with the scripture on my mind, where when Moses told the children of Israel as they got ready to cross over, he talked about the Egyptians. He said that their blessing was going to be that those Egyptians that you'll never see again, you'll never see them no more, never again. I believe you can have that kind of a blessing in God, that when God blesses you, you never have to struggle with it again. You see, the Bible teaches us in this passage right here, notice this, that the spider was in the king's palace. Notice that. It was in the king's palace. So it doesn't matter the youth group. It doesn't matter the church that you come from. It doesn't matter what state you live in. It doesn't matter what your last name is. It doesn't matter anything. It doesn't matter how good you sing. It doesn't matter anything about that. There is a devil that is going to try to wrap his spider web around you. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter how much you pray in youth camp. It doesn't matter how much you shouted last night. Matter of fact, you know how quick a spider can weave a web. I looked it up last night. You know, about 60 minutes. In about 60 minutes, it doesn't take the devil long to set a trap. Matter of fact, he's probably already got a trap set for you when you get home. He's probably already got traps set. Maybe by the time you get out of here, Brother Cain's going to help me this morning. He's going to be my guinea pig as we kind of wrap him up this morning. But the devil, as he begins to wrap you up, a lot of times young folks they start talking about, well, you know, I prayed, you know, maybe last youth camp, and I prayed 6 months ago, and I really thought I got victory, but. You know, I thought I got victory over that, and I really thought I did, and I went home, and I really looked like I was going to do well, but man, 6 weeks later, I found myself, I was in the same predicament. I thought I threw my music away, and I thought I'd never get tempted again, but man, here I am again, and I'm in the same predicament. I'm back at the same place I'm at right now, and when I go back to church the Sunday after youth camp or 2 months after youth camp, here I am again. And all of a sudden the devil's just saying, you know what? It looked like they really got blessed, but here he is. And the devil's just winding himself up around that youth camp, because sometimes we're shouting and we might be getting blessed. And I'm not doubting anything what God was doing last night. But here's what I know. Just because we shouted doesn't mean the devil's out of business. Just because the Holy Ghost came in this place last night, if we don't make some changes to our life, if there's some things that you need to change to your music, if there's some things that you need to change to what you're viewing, if there's some things that you need to throw away, if there's some things that you need to change in your appetite, if you don't make those changes right now, today, then next week or 3 weeks from now, you're not going to feel the power of God. You're not going to feel the glory of God. You're not gonna have God moving in your life again. You're going to be right back in this place right here, and you're going to stumble and you're going to fall. That's not the plan of God. Amen. God's will is not for young folks. Amen. To go from youth camp to youth camp. Amen. To be up and to be down. To be in and to be out. And to be up and to be down. To be on and to be off. To be in and to be out. Like a roller coaster. That's not God's plan. Amen. God's plan is to bring you into a youth camp and to fill you with the power of God. Let the glory of God and the power of God come in and to break you free and to set you free and to never see you struggle again. Amen. That's God's plan. You don't have to struggle again. Amen. You can in your mind go back and say, oh, I failed God. I failed God. I've messed up. But friend, you don't have to go back to that spot. You don't have to say, well, every time youth camp's over, I backslide. Every time youth camp ends, I go back to that same thing. Every time youth camp's over, I go back to that same temptation. I know when youth camp's over, I'm going to go back to that same trick, that same temptation. No, this time can be different. This time you can have the power of God. This time God can set you free. This time, my friend. Amen. That's what Jude said. Now unto him. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able to keep you from. Guess what? Now unto him that is able to keep you from what? From falling. God doesn't want you to stumble. This isn't the plan of God for you. Amen. This isn't God's will. Amen. For 2 weeks after youth camp. Amen. For you to be wound back up and to be all tangled up again. This isn't God's plan for the devil once again. Amen. To wind you up and to be bound back up. That's not God's plan for you. Amen. 2 Peter 1 says that we have the ability to never fall and never stumble. Why? Through the grace of God and the power of God. But the problem is, a lot of times we'll work on trying to get all cleaned up, and we'll work with our youth group, and we'll have a shouting service, but we never deal with this little spider. We never deal with the inconsistency. We never deal with what's down in our heart. We never really deal with what's going down inside of what nobody can see. We deal with the outward and we cry. Amen. Just start stopping the devil. Wouldn't you like to see somebody just start killing some spiders and to leave this place set free by the power and the glory of the God, and to say, I'll never go back. I'll never do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Never. That memory. You don't have to have an iPhone to go to heaven. You don't have to have an iPhone to go to heaven. You know where that devil lurks most of the time? Dark places.
Say, I don't have an iPhone. Well, that iPod will do everything that iPhone will do. And a lot of times, even more anonymously. Our academic dean will tell you he has an EDS in instruction technology, and he'll tell you most of you kids can outsmart the instructional technologist of today. Every week, kids are trying to figure out a way to outsmart the people in charge, and you can figure it out. The anonymity of the black world, of the dark world, you can figure out a way to do it in the dark and not get caught. There's a way to do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can sneak by. You can figure out a way to get by mom and dad, and to get by the preacher, and to get by the school teacher, and to get by and download and not get caught, and not make it show up on the data plan, or not get it called over here. You can figure out a way to bypass. You can figure if it's in your heart. Amen. But the problem is, we'll come to camp. Amen. And we're saying, oh, we got victory. And I hope that we did. But friend, this isn't a victory. Unless we kill that spider, unless we kill this right here, unless we stomp that devil and destroy that desire for lust, unless we kill, amen, that desire for immorality, unless we kill that desire for sin, unless we kill that desire for iniquity, it'll repeat itself 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now, it'll be there again. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Your parents can shut it down. They can lock it down. They can do all. There's all kinds of ways. But all, hear me. Hear me, if we don't kill that spider. So if we don't kill it, then just a few weeks from now, here we are. Here we are again. And we come to church. We come to church and we feel guilty. We come to church and we feel dirty. We come to church and we're struggling with that temptation. We come to church and we're struggling with that pornography. We come to church and we're struggling with that allurement. We come to church and we're struggling with that pool of the world. And we don't want it. And we're trying to get free. But the problem, friend, is you've never killed that spider. And if you can't handle the internet, if you can't handle a phone, get a dumb phone. Don't have a phone. If you can't handle it, then don't have it. I'd rather go to heaven. I'd rather be washed in the blood. You don't have to have a phone, but you gotta have the glory of God. You gotta be washed. You gotta be saved. You gotta be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Take it out and stop on it if you have to, but you better get it out of your heart. The temptation that you're facing is not new. But the accessibility is new. My generation had to get out of the house and go get it. This generation is trying to get to you. It's trying to get to you. You remember Achan? The Bible said that he saw the Babylonian garment. He saw. That's all it was. He saw. He saw. And then he took. And he hid. You got to be so careful, young people. Oh, you got to be so careful. He saw it. The devil's trying to make it so accessible. He's trying to make it so, so easy. But these young folks, now it's so, so easy. It's but a click. It's just at their fingertips. It's right there. And oh, not only at their fingertips, it gets in their heart. And once it's in their heart, oh God, it becomes in their mind and their lifestyle. And I pray to God that we can bring a generation back to more now normality of marriage and family in our country. But I come to declare on Friday morning, there's a generation of young people, amen, that don't want to go the way of the world, amen, that don't want to go the way of compromise, but want the true, genuine power of the Holy Ghost. And even if mom and dad say it's okay, you choose to be a Christian. You choose the old path. You want the glory of God. Amen. You want the path of holiness. You want the path of righteousness. You're going to live a sanctified life. I realize some of you are probably going, some of you are going back to families like that young girl, that 14, 15 year old girl that sit across the other day from me, whose dad, who's a Baptist preacher, that tried to get her to go on a July 4th outing where there was going to be mixed swimming and drinking, and tried to get her to lower her standards to go on the trip. But she didn't want to go. Didn't want to go, and he was going to make her go. He was going to get mad if she didn't go. I said, well, if you go, here's what he's going to do. If you do lower your standards, here's what he's going to say. You didn't have it anyway. You were faking the whole time. That's what he's going to say. That's what he's going to say. You didn't have it anyway. There's nothing to it. You were faking anyway. Amen. Young folks, I feel for you. You got some parents probably that aren't backing you up. You think they ought to be proud that you're trying to live right. You think you ought to have mamas and daddies that you young girls are living for God, trying to live modest and dress like a girl. You think every mom and dad, amen, ought to stand up and applaud you. Amen. But instead, they sneer and ridicule and make fun of you. But I'm going to stand flat-footed and tell you, I'm proud of you. Amen. I applaud you. It takes the courage of a lion to stand up in front of a mom and dad to say, I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. This is how I want to live. And you can come in church and you don't feel the spider webs of guilt. You don't feel the spider web of condemnation. You don't feel the spider webs, amen, of compromise. But you can worship God in the glory of the Lord. You can worship God in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you'll stand for God, God will stand for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was a time there was a young girl in our school. Her daddy was a Baptist pastor. She got the Holy Ghost in chapel service. Woo! He did not like it. He did everything to ruin the girl's life. Put every roadblock up to make sure she started coming to church. He hated it. I'd see him out in restaurants there. He couldn't stand it. He was beside himself. If you saw her, she looked like she was a holiness young lady. I'm telling you, he had vile. He hated it. Well, she backslid. Well, I guess if you're Baptist, you can't backslid, but she backslid. She married a guy, been in jail more times than I can count. He's a drug addict. I don't know what the situation with how many illegitimate kids. She's been in and out of home with them. Life totally messed up. And that dad is so happy about her life, he does cartwheels when I see him. Her life is a wreck. But he almost acts as if he could do cartwheels. She's so happy that she don't go to the Holiness Church. She was so full of joy. She was so happy when she was serving God. You see her now all tattooed up and different things. I mean, she's miserable. Oh, God. You'd think parents would just be so happy when they had young folks that were trying to serve God. Maybe you don't come from a home like that. You might go into a hellhole like Amanda, amen, Lucas in our church. Amen, she's probably 30 now. But when she was 13 and 14 and 15, after church, she's a bus girl that got saved. She'd march back home. Amen. To drug parties. They'd be drugging at her house. There'd be folks shacked up in her bed. I mean, it was a hellhole. But she'd march right up into that mess. And she served God all through her teenage years. She went to the school, graduated, served God, married a preacher's daughter, raising two kids in church. I'm telling you, you can serve God if you make up your mind. If you make up your mind, you can serve God. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I said the devil, he doesn't have everybody. I said kill that spider. The devil said you're not going to make it. Kill that spider. Step on his head. Step on his head. Shout victory. Hallelujah. But I felt one more. Drop him all the way up. Black. Because in the hour we're living in, it's a...
Yeah, I'm getting dizzy.
I've never met so many kids depressed. Discouraged. You say, preacher, this is a holiness youth camp. And I may be 1,000 miles off. But if there's one here, it'll be worth it. You hear me? Just the other day at our camp meeting, Katie, a young girl, devil's trying to attack, to tell her she's not worth living. She's not worth living. You can see the scars of times. The devil has almost succeeded in showing her she's not worth living, in taking her own life. We're in an hour. I don't think counseling is the answer. I'm not a proponent of counseling. But I do think preachers should have their ears to the altar, because I think there's a cry from this generation. There's a cry from this generation. Tell me I'm worth living. Amen. When we read the newspaper, when we see of that suicide rate going up, when we see that violent acting out, when we see that spirit of lawlessness, when we see the news and the violence taking place in our society, we'd be naive to think that that spirit is not already working its way, and that spider not trying to weave its web inside of some of our young folks, and young folks coming in saying, I'm discouraged, I'm depressed, amen, the devil's coming against my mind. Oh, I don't know exactly maybe where it's coming from, and I may not have all of the answers, but I do know this, that when Jesus sets you free, he sets you free in spirit, in soul, and in body. I know that your mind has been set free by the blood of Jesus. I know that you are not your own. You have been bought with the price. Amen. Your body is Jesus Christ, and your mind is not the devil's playground. And when the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord can raise up a standard. You don't have to lay there in the middle of the night and let the devil assault you. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me. You don't have to let the devil come in with dark thoughts and bad thoughts and beat you up. You can plead the blood of Jesus. You might feel weak, But you can plead the blood of Jesus and take authority and shout the name of Jesus. You're not helpless. You're not defeated. You don't have to be intimidated. My God, hear me this morning. You're victorious. You're a child of God. You're blood washed. You're not forsaken. You're part of the family of God. You can call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know there was a rebellion in heaven. I know there was a lot of angels that revolted. I know there's a lot of darkness in this world. But if the
numbers are right,
and a third revolted in heaven, would you be one of the bad ones? So you're a bad angel? Would you two be? You can't be a bad angel. You got a good face. Would you be the two good angels? You'll be a bad angel. Two good angels. 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 What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say this. Every time one of the devil's angels, one of those bad spirits comes to you, there are at least two good angels. There are at least two good spirits. Amen. There's at least twice as many good spirits. Amen. That are protecting the people of God. Amen. We're not defeated. Amen. Hear me, young folks. Hear me. You don't have to lay there in the darkness. Amen. You don't have to lay there and let the devil beat you and say that you're no good and say you're worthless and your granddaddy was this and your uncle did this and here's what I'm going to do to you and here's going to be the end of your life and you're no good and you're worthless and here's what's going to be. Jesus went to Calvary. Jesus went to Calvary and he died on the cross to set you free and to set you free and to set you free. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever he died to set us free. My God, this morning I'd like to see somebody smash the spider, smash the devil's head and say victory is mine in Jesus. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, lift your hands and ask the Lord to help us. Oh, would you bow your heads all over this auditorium right now? Oh, what's that noise, preacher? It's when they drove the nails into the cross. It was smashing the devil's head that you could go free this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, somebody's going to get victory. Somebody's going to get victory. Hallelujah. We're going deeper than what we can see on the outside. We're going deeper than what we can see on the outside. We're going deeper than what we can see on the outside. We're going to what in the middle of the night, what wakes you up. We're going to those dreams that the devil comes to you with. Those things that wake you up in the middle of the night. All those thoughts that plague you in the middle of the night. Hallelujah, we're going right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can give you victory. God can give you victory. Oh, God. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That young lady in our church that was having horrible, horrible dreams of something somebody did to her that was causing great, great problems in her life. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, the Spirit of the Lord came by, laid hands on her from that night forward. No more dreams. Amen. No more fear. Amen. No more problems. Amen. God set her free. Amen. God set her free. Amen. Young folks, hear me this morning. God can set you free of fear and insecurity. God can set you free of your past. God can set you free this morning. Hallelujah. Like I said, I might only be preaching to a few, but all in the name of Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus this morning right now. Hallelujah. With every head bowed and every eye closed. I wouldn't want to embarrass you and call you out, but I'm telling you, if I've touched your heart this morning, hallelujah, and you want to do more than just clean up some webs, amen, you want to kill that spider, hallelujah, would you move right now? Would you step out from where you're sitting? Would you move right now in the name of Jesus? If you don't feel like praying, I want you to stay seated. I want you to stay seated. But oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now, hallelujah, if the devil's tormented you, if the devil has tormented you, if the devil has plagued your mind, if the devil has assaulted you, I want you to move right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The devil is a liar. Oh, the devil is a liar. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, young folks, come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. Join me in this altar. Let's stand across the front. Come on right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, let's stand across the front. Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands and love the Lord right now. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Oh, come on right now. Push your way on in. Glory to God.
Is he in me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, greater.
Oh, come on in.
Greater is he in
oh,
me.
Oh, come on in.
I'm singing, I'm shouting.
Glory.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Glory.
I'm a soldier in an
hallelujah.
Army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is he in me.
Oh,
I
come on and worship God.
I said that I would
oh,
stand.
Come on, let's worship
I
God.
I knew it wouldn't be an easy thing because I messed up Satan's plan. God gives me daily strength to stand in victory.
Glory.
For the powers of hell that comes oh, my way,
Lord,
greater is he in me. Oh, greater,
Lord, God,
greater, greater is he in
Lord,
me.
God, I love you.
I'm singing, I'm shouting. I'm happy and I'm
oh,
free.
Lord
I'm a
God,
soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is he in me.
Oh,
oh
bless
greater,
the Lord, bless
greater,
the Lord.
Greater is he in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting. I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is he in me. So long I've traveled in this soldier's world alone. Heartache and much failure
oh,
is the battle I've ever known. Then I met God's only son who listened to my plea. Now my life has a brand new chapter. Greater is he in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is he in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is he in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is he in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is he in me. I said that I would stand. I knew it wouldn't be an easy thing because I messed up Satan's plan. God gives me daily strength to stand in victory. For the powers of hell that come my way, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater is He in me. I took the challenge when I said that I would stand. I knew it wouldn't be an easy thing because I messed up Satan's plan. God gives me daily strength to stand in victory. For the powers of hell that come my way, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in the army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in the army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Oh, greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, deliverance is mine. Deliverance is mine. Deliverance today is mine. Oh, I told Satan, get thee behind. Deliverance today is mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Yes, Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Jesus today is mine. Oh, the Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine.